Hey, everybody, welcome to the show. You know where you are, the 9 at 9 with me, Tego. And if you're sitting there right now, you know what's about to happen. We got another amazing expert coming to the floor. But guess what? This guy, now you guys know I'm a huge follower of laws of attraction. We're going to talk about the laws of high performance. Think they connect? I do. So sit right there. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Yeah, you heard me right. We're going to talk about the laws of high performance from my good buddy, John. Are you out there?
John is here. I am so happy to be on 9 at 9.
I am so happy to have you at 9 at 9. And what the heck is high performance laws, brother?
Oh my gosh. Well, I was an athlete through my younger years, and I learned a little bit about how to achieve things and how to compete at elite levels. And I thought to myself, how do I apply this in, let's just call it the real world? Because the real world for me wasn't necessarily my dream of running track and field and jumping over hurdles and leaping over bars and throwing discs and stuff. It was more about like, what is going to be sustainable for me and how can I help people with that? Many people right. are familiar with like high performance means high achievement. And really, there's so many things that goes into us. But man, I'm excited to talk more about it. It's all about mastering yourself rather than the elements around you.
So when you're talking about mastering yourself, how does high performance tie into like laws of attraction, where you're supposed to be in the right mindset and focused and all of that? How do those two things go side by side? You know, because that's the way I see it. They're not one in front of the other. They're pretty much side by side, right?
Absolutely. In fact, I always tell people it's all about integrity. And most people define integrity as what you do when no one's looking, right? Or do you keep your word? And I see integrity as exactly those things, but more on an interpersonal level. Like, I should be keeping my word to myself. If I say I'm going to do something because I want it, desire it, or I really, really need it, that's being in integrity with myself. And we teach this as a way and a purpose and a plan to accomplish, you know, accountability results. And when you measure, that's what accountability is. It's an account. It's something you can measure. When you measure results based on what you do for high performance, for actions and those types of services and activities, then you start to see different results at higher rates. And the higher rates is all about accelerated rates, like faster. We should achieve things faster. And that's what it's all about.
That's amazing. That's amazing. So how does this apply in day-to-day life of an entrepreneur, of a business owner, of an executive? How do you apply these two laws together to become a better human every day? Well,
It's exactly as you suggested earlier, Tego. When you are an entrepreneur or a self-motivator, someone who gets up and has to earn their dollar through their own merit, you need to focus on things like personal development. You need to surround yourself with a positive mental environment that helps you achieve great success. You also need to be active. You can't do a lot just by sitting down. Movement is a powerful tool. And as a previous athlete, I always say previous because I haven't retired and I don't know. I sometimes still like to live the glory days. But as a previous athlete, I realized that I need to or I must keep moving in order to keep things flowing. And movement creates productivity. So if you want to be a high performer or a high achiever, you've got to be moving in positive, powerful ways, and you also need to make sure that those things that you're doing aren't just time wasters, that they are efficient users of your resources so that you can achieve things at higher successes.
Absolutely. I totally agree, but I got a question for you. Somewhere out there right now, there's someone who was an amazing high school or even college. Maybe they even played pro ball. And now they're kind of sitting and they can't seem to get themselves motivated. They feel like they peaked when they were that, you know, prime premier athlete. What would you say to them to get them to jumpstart again? Because they've got so much more to do, right? That was, like you said, sometimes you like to relive your glory days. Wonderful. How do they move past that?
Oh, when you are stuck in a rut, or maybe you're just stuck, the fastest way to accelerate your high performance results, to get back on track, to get yourself out of the gunk, is to surround yourself with the right people. You need to find communities. I've told people, like, if you're going to go to the gym, don't just go to the gym and lift weights and do what you used to do in high school, but join a yoga class or a Zumba class or do something where you're vibrantly surrounded by people who will motivate you. People are always the answer to getting things better, faster, and more in quantity than you did before. And if you're stuck sitting on your couch or you just can't get re-motivated because you can't seem to be how you were in high school or in your most athletic days, the high performance value here is to put yourself, literally get yourself out of bed, out of the couch, out of the house, and find people who will motivate you in that perspective. And that is going to be an accelerant. I call it a mastermind methodology. The word mastermind comes from Napoleon Hill's book in Thinking for Rich. Yeah. And a mastermind is a collective of people who meet in the spirit of harmony to attain a definite purpose and result. And when you do that, when you put yourself in a room full of people who believe in the same thing or doing the same thing, frequency matches frequency, energy, energy, and you become, or you ingest, you take on, you sponge up the energy of other people who are high performers, high achievers, and heading in the same direction. It's all about energy. If I were to quote Tony Robbins, that's what he's all about.
So yep, energy. It's all about energy.
Yeah.
That's amazing. But see, now I got this visual of former NFL players in a yoga class. What the? Anyway, or maybe a Zumba class. I would love to get that footage. That would be very interesting. Same. But you have a book coming up. You got an event coming up. The book is all about, you know, human empowerment. What does that mean?
Oh my gosh. Well, it's all about human connection, human potential, and human touch. Because human empowerment, you know, there's a lot of people out there who think they're empowered, but they're really entitled. They're not acting through empowerment. Empowerment is something that starts within. And then there's empowerment that allows us to share and to work with others. And so human empowerment is an incredible place for us to begin. And we want to raise a voice of connection to this particular thought. When it comes to human empowerment, we focus on three important areas: purpose and mindset, trust and integrity, community and alignment. A lot of what we just talked about, Tigo. And I think that these are incredible areas. And we're only allowing 33 continual authors to contribute it in this three-part book series, where we'll cover the incredible principles and foundations of what we define as human empowerment.
That's amazing. And you also have an event coming up, correct? In June, I think it's 7th and 8th in Scottsdale, Arizona. I sure do. We got to figure that out. What's going on?
Yeah. We got an event coming up. It's called Speaker Hearts. And it is, as it says, we have a lineup of incredible speakers. We'll also be bringing in some big name celebrity speakers to speak as well. And this event will be on the 7th and 8th. Day one, if you're a speaker, you'll be at one of our exclusive mastermind events. Day two is a lineup of incredible speakers and a great host named Eric Mr. Awesome Swanson, who is the founder and creator of Habitude Warrior, and a couple of his team members will be guiding the Global Virtual Summit. So this will be a small in-person event, and it will be broadcasted globally to our connections everywhere in the world. It's going to be awesome. You're not going to want to miss it. It's great.
That's fantastic. Now I'm going to ask you something you may not be able to answer, but I know you got this. Three tips real quick that you would give someone to start off their day in a positive way.
Three tips. Number one, breathe. Big deep breath in, big deep breath out through the nose and out in through the nose and out through the nose. Keep it going. Number two is energy. You need protein or something awesome that's going to energize your day. And number three is talk nice to yourself. Be kind. Look at yourself in the mirror and say, you know what? I am strong. I am powerful. I am beautiful. I am handsome. And make sure that you tell yourself the things that you are working on. I have found out that as long as you will express what it is that you're working on and what your goals and desires are, it can and will become your reality the more often you repeat it. Repetition is key.
Man, you are absolutely amazing. Tell everybody how to get in touch with you.
Oh, you can hit me up on Instagram or TikTok or social media. My handle is always John Kovac Jr. It's JONKOV as in victory, ACHJR. And, or you can reach out to me. My website is johnkovacjr.com. Super easy. I'm everywhere. Let's go.
I love it. I hope you'll come back, man. You are absolutely amazing. And anytime you want to come back on our show, just give a yell and say, Tego, I want to be on, and we will make that happen. You are a great dude.
Thank you for having me, Tego.
Thanks for being here. All right, everybody, don't send me hate mail. I know you're driving. I know you're listening in the morning or watching it on YouTube or one of the other 50 platforms that we're on. And you say, I missed it. How do I get in touch with John? You know what to do. Go to TegoDirect.com. It costs you nothing. It costs them nothing. It's our way to make sure our 9 and 9 family can stay attached and connected. Just go out there, find his page, type in John, type in, you know, human, type in positive. He's coming up. Send him a message and say, hey, I saw you on 9 at 9, and I would love to come to your speaking event. I want to be in your next book. And I know he'll reach out to you. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. You know I want you to come back next time. And as always, I'm Tego. I'll talk to you next time. Go holler at John.